This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's 603-283-6160. And don't forget, tomorrow night after Free Talk Live has wrapped up its radio show, starting at 10:30 Eastern Time, episode 2 of Beard Talk Live.
Episode 3.
Wait, there was a third?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, the first one we did was actually it was a regular episode of Free Talk Live. But we called it that.
Oh, you mean
one
when,
Friday,
when you were
the three
in,
of us were on the air together.
That's right.
And we jokingly called it Beard Talk Live.
This would be the uncensored version, the one that is internet only, and you guys are doing special for the internet. You can get the archive of that. By the way, I did release that archive via our podcast, so it's actually the first episode of Free Talk Live that has ever been released via the Free Talk Live podcast. You got extra listeners later on because of that. So I think we'll keep that going because a lot of people were interested in hearing that. But if you want to listen to it live, mark your calendar for 10:30 at night Eastern Time. It'll be on our Odyssey stream and whichever other video platforms haven't banned us. You can get that over at video.freetalklive.com. And if you want to go straight to the watch page for the actual episode, you go to watch.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to the actual stream at that time. It's again Beard Talk Live with Nobody, with Peakless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass all on together. So look forward to that. So you can bring up anything you want to talk about. Did we cover the Karen thing effectively enough? Was there more that you guys wanted to say about the whole Karen situation here in New Hampshire?
Not really, but Karen, if you're listening and you want to get your ideas out, come and debate me.
Yeah, that would be great. I would really.
I'm a master debater.
I would love to see it. I mean, the Free Staters have been trying to have conversations. I mean, there was no doubt that some of us wanted to confront Karen in a dramatic fashion because that makes an entertaining video. After,
well, I mean, that's mostly because she wanted to talk to us.
She just wanted to talk to the manager.
If these people would just interview us properly,
they're never going to do that. They know they're not. They feel like they're not going to get a fair shake. And now Ridley pointed out that he would give someone a fair shake if they would just talk to him, but they don't know that. They're incredibly paranoid, and I think you pointed this out, Chris, they believe that we're going to do to them what they would do to us. Right? So, it actually brings me back to the protest that some of us went to here in Keene. Maybe it was like 2 months ago at this point.
The one by the Democrats?
Yeah, there was a group of Democrats that came to Keene Central Square, and they had an anti-Free State Project protest. Well, I found the organizer of that protest, who I'd never met before. He's a Democrat here in the area, a gentleman who of Middle Eastern descent. And I went up to him and I said, hey, I'd like to interview you. And he said, you know, who are you with? And I told him, Free Keene. And he didn't object, which I was surprised about. Like, I thought for sure he would say, oh, no, I'm not going to talk to you. But so he gave me the interview. And then a half an hour later, he comes up to me after someone had obviously spoken to him about who I was. And he said, oh, I didn't know who you were at the time when I gave you that interview. And I would like to request that you not use it. And because I don't know if you're going to edit it. And I said, well, listen, you know, I will tell you I will not edit the interview if I decide to use it. Ultimately, I decided not to use it just because it was boring.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have any real reason to run the thing. I didn't do it because he asked me to. It was just like I didn't want to include it in our video. It was already long enough. It just wasn't worth doing. But it was interesting because he came up to me a second time later and again tried to persuade me just like to not use his interview. Please, you know, I don't consent to you using my... Well, look, dude, you already gave me the interview. I'll do what I want with it, you know, and it's up to me at this point. But it was just so ridiculous the way that they were so paranoid about it. And that's just how they are. So they're not going to... Most of them who know know that we're a known quantity, they're not going to talk to us.
They're so top down.
They're afraid.
You know? They're top
afraid.
Down. They get their orders from above.
Right.
And
they can't think for themselves.
The second
we need to find the top Karen.
Mm. yeah, the second they realize, oh, I didn't listen to whoever's above me, they, like, you know, it's like, oh, I got to fix this.
They get in,
like,
trouble.
Yeah, like,
their handler.
Yeah, their handler,
upset.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened, because somebody there, even though he was the chairman of the Cheshire Democrats, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he went to this one older lady mm-hmm. who's been around Keene, because this guy's new. When I talked to him, one of the questions I asked him yep. was, are you originally from here? And I didn't just ask him that because he was a brown-skinned person. I would have asked. I was asking everybody I talked to whether yeah. or not that was the case. I interviewed another, like, a white dude from Dublin, and he also had moved here from somewhere else.
A lot of people have moved here from somewhere else, yeah. so that's not really that unusual.
But I like getting that on the record,
yeah,
right? Because
right.
they attack us because we moved here to try to change things,
right.
when that's exactly, of course, what they are doing.
Well, right, and I understand why you're asking it. It's yeah. because we're always being attacked for not being from around
right.
here or whatever, and it's like, well, first of all, a lot of us have actually been here, you know, some of us
right.
have been here 20 years or more. Some of us even came before the Free State Project existed.
Correct.
So, you know, it's like, and there's also a lot of, you know, natives, you know, that also support the Free Staters. And are,
if there weren't,
are,
we would never get anywhere.
Right, are basically one of us.
Yeah.
If not one of us, they just couldn't move for something because it was, New Hampshire was the place that was picked for the Free State Project. So.
Yep. So, anyway, the point is that, yeah, these guys are completely controlled from the top. There was somebody who told him, hey, you need to be careful. You can't just be giving interviews to anybody with a video camera. You need to come talk to me first because I know who the right people are. And this spread out to a group called Stop Free Keene years ago, where a local guy who is not one of our people, quote unquote, he's just a local media personality. He wanted to create a new show over at the Cheshire TV, which is the cable access channel at the time. It's now out of business, but at the time he wanted to make a show called Monadnock Showdown, and he wanted to invite in to the show people on two different sides of an issue, right? So whatever the issue is, like, oh, we ought to build this parking lot. Get the guy that's on the favor of it and the guy that's against the parking lot, right? Like, whatever the local piddly little issue in the town politics is, he would have the people on both sides. And so he wanted to do his first episode about Free Keene. And so he contacted me, and I knew who he was. We'd had a conversation previously. He actually happened to be, like, one of the dads that got screwed by the court system, so that's kind of how I got to know him years ago. But that was the only thing that I'd ever reported on him for. But he was on the Free Keene blog, if you searched for his name, from, like, you know, 9 years prior to this.
Uh-huh.
And so he contacted me to invite me on his show, and he contacted the Stop Free Keene hate group and asked them to send a representative to be on the show, and they were going to, you know, have us debate or whatever, right? Guess what?
They wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't appear.
They wouldn't.
They were completely paranoid. They said, well, we have to bring it up with our council or whatever, because it's always, you know, the elite that are in control of the larger group. So there's this inner circle of people. They had to talk about this issue, and they had to talk about whether or not they wanted to do it, and they researched him, and they came back to him, and they said, well, it looks like you are on Ian Freeman's side. We found an article at freekeen.com with your name on it. And he was going to be totally fair, right? Like, he's just a local talk show guy, you know? And so they absolutely refused. What they told him was, we'll go on your show, but not with Ian Freeman. You can do your interview with Ian 1 week, and then you can bring us on the next week to respond. So they wanted to have the whole hour to themselves.
They wanted the last word.
Where they would have the last word.
Yeah.
And he just said, that's not our vision for the show. That's not what I want to do with my show. You don't get to tell me how to run my show. No, you don't get to come on. If you want to come on the show, you come on, you sit in the same room with Ian Freeman, and you have a conversation with two moderators. And they just wouldn't do it. So they didn't. So he invited me in. Since they wouldn't come in, I got to come in and be a lone guest on the show for an hour. It was amazing. But that's the kind of people we're dealing with here. They have no defensible position. And they don't want to show that, so they don't want to have a simple conversation. Like, when you look at when they have these seminars about the Free State Project, which some of the Democrats have been doing, they used to open it up to anyone who wanted to come in from the public, but now they've been locking it down, because what happened the first few times was Free Staters came in, and they started making good points, and they started responding to the lies and the misinformation that these Democrats were spewing from the stage, and they can't have that.
Nope.
They can't have a lie being rebutted. There's more coming up here in moments. If you want to join the show.
Truth is treason and the empire alive.
Indeed. The number is 603-283-6160, and you can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Freedom's Phoenix. Politics is your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get today's headlines in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective. You can find that more over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. It's Ian, Chris, and nobody in the studio here tonight. We're talking about some of the haters here in New Hampshire. You have to remember the old saying, and I don't know who gets credit for this. It's been around for so long. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you.
Gandhi.
Was it Gandhi?
Yep.
Then they fight you,
then you win.
You win. And we are in the fighting phase. Phase three is happening here in New Hampshire, and it has been for some time, but it's even heavier now than it ever has been. It used to just be happening in Keene. It used to be a decade ago, it used to be the haters were only here in Keene. The rest of the state didn't know anything about the Free State Project, with the exception of a few of the Democrat and Republican elites out there that sort of saw us out on the distant horizon, rabble-rousing out here in the Keene area. And now it is, they're in full defense mode and full attack mode. The people in the world of statism, in the big government world here in New Hampshire, they are pulling out all the stops, and there apparently is a lot of money coming in from national organizations like the NEA, which is the teachers union, and other big groups. There's the one that George Soros funds that's called Granite State Progress. Here it's a progressive activism group here that's been trying to out free staters on the ballot for the last decade roughly, and they now have an anti-freedom podcast that they recently launched as
well. Really?
Yeah,
wow.
That's right. Yeah, they're trying everything.
I have to say, I'm amazed at how much has changed just in the last 6 years that I've been here.
Yeah.
It's like they've gone from, a small hate group in Keene, as you were saying, which is actually basically no more. And I think there might still be a Facebook page or something like that.
That's
it. And all of these organizations like actively working, being set up, and working against us, and money coming into the state from out of state, and it's just it's getting real when they start to protest you and start to smear you and spread lies and all sorts of stuff. It's really kind of crazy. It's like, but it kind of makes me smile.
It warms my heart.
It's like, oh, we're finally part of the, we're part of the club. We're part
of
the big boy club.
It's
we're unavoidable at this point because we've
in
had
Soviet
so many
America government protest you.
Yeah, that's absolutely what's happening.
They're seeing, from each election cycle, we end up with more and more free staters getting elected,
and they're sick of it.
And
they're
right,
sick of it, and they're
like,
going to do everything they can to stop it. There's a lot of quote-unquote news coverage. There's opinion pieces in mainstream news publications that are coming out and trying to out the Free State Project. Like, now's the time that the New Hampshireites are going to learn about the Free State Project, and they're not going to like it. And so this is one of those articles by a man named Gary Reno from InDepthNH.org. He's apparently their State House Bureau Chief, so he's like the denizen that sits in the little press room in the State House and taps out reports about what's going on.
The local prostitute.
Yeah. He says this: American writer and civil rights activist Maya Angelou wrote, quote, "When someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time," unquote. However, it's one of the hardest lessons to learn, but New Hampshire citizens may be beginning to understand what Angelou meant. Nearly two decades ago, former Governor Craig Benson welcomed members of the Free State Project into his office and urged them to use New Hampshire as their home base in their quest to influence a small state's political system and reframe government to their goals. What the Free Staters were exposing was nothing new, perhaps a little more radicalized libertarianism, but what was new was the attempt to reformulate the state's political and governmental structure into their own design.
Huh?
That hasn't happened.
I mean, isn't the whole reason the Free State, the Free State, right, New Hampshire, was picked was because, they were already going in the direction that we wanted. It wasn't like,
right,
we came in.
But like every place, they also had the communists trying to make them be communists. And the thing that communists can never bring themselves to do, is go live with other communists. They want to have...
There needs to be a producer around.
Yeah, they need to have productive people to rob. So they're not like us. They can't just go somewhere and produce stuff themselves. They're parasites.
Jason Sorens, then a doctoral candidate at Yale University, who now is at St. Anselm College, which is in New Hampshire, devised the plan and envisioned that 20,000 people with like ideals would be enough to influence a small state to move in the direction of libertarianism. Although their numbers are not yet close to the 20,000 on the ground in New Hampshire, we're barely even at a quarter of that, honestly, it looks like, but the group and its leaders have taken over the Republican majority in the New Hampshire legislature and achieved far more than anyone could have imagined in the past 2 years. I mean, there's your endorsement line.
Yeah, I mean, right there. I mean, what is that telling you? Because
nobody realized how many people in New Hampshire already loved liberty.
Yeah, that's just telling me that the population here supports us, because we wouldn't have the numbers that we do if it wasn't for that.
But you see, the message that these people have is that you voted for these people, but you didn't know who you were voting for. You just voted for them because they were Republicans. They were acting as though they were Republicans, but they really are here to destroy your state government, and you didn't want that.
Well, hold on a second.
And so you need to protect your freedom by voting communist.
So wait a minute.
That's going to work great.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but isn't the largest voting bloc independents, not
That's
Republicans
correct.
Or Democrats in New Hampshire?
Yes, yeah. You are correct.
But Democrats have to pretend that everybody agrees with them.
Mm-hmm. So why would they think that,
Well, look, it is true. I mean, it's not untrue to say that there's a lot of straight ticket voters out there, that there are a lot of people that just go in. Even, some of the independents are probably more straight ticket than we would want to admit. But we don't know for sure, right? That's just me speculating. It's just the way kind of people are. But you're right. New Hampshire's voters are unusually independent compared to a lot of places. And it is the plurality of New Hampshire voters that are independent. And if you cannot get the independents to vote for you, you're not going to win the election. That much, that's all true here. So what they're trying to do is they want to make sure that voters know that they're voting for free staters instead of establishment Republicans. And that's what their whole outreach project is in this election season. And it's an interesting thing because it will result.
The establishment Democrats, when it comes down to it, they actually love the establishment Republicans.
I have to wonder.
They never challenge them. They never really change anything.
Correct.
I have to wonder if this might not just backfire on them.
It
when
might.
You have 60% of the population who clearly is staying by being independent. Mm-hmm. Because it's harder to be independent.
Yeah.
I don't agree with
either
party.
What do they think they're going to do? Get Republicans to vote differently in the primaries? Or are the Democrats going to come vote in the Republican primary their own primaries?
That doesn't seem that likely. I don't think most Democrats are willing to put the Republican mark on their sleeve, even if it's just to try to sway an election. But I think they do want to convince...
I hesitated.
They do want to convince the Republicans to support the Republican establishment candidates instead of the Free Staters.
The thing is, the Republican base hates the Republican establishment.
Interesting point. And that's why this is going to be a very interesting election, because this is really the first time they've put this much effort and this much time and money and media into promoting. Basically, they're promoting the Free Staters.
They really are.
Yeah.
They're outing the Free Staters, and they're talking about...
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. stocks sold off sharply on Friday after Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said in his Jackson Hole economic speech the central bank won't back off in its fight against rapid inflation. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 1,008 points to close the week at 32,283. The S&P fell 141 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 497. The suspect in the Wisconsin Christmas parade attack won't have his case dismissed. Public defenders for Daryl Brooks Jr. motioned to have his case tossed on the grounds of insanity, but the judge in the case denied the motion. The judge also ruled prosecutors can use statements made by Brooks in two separate interrogations from after he was arrested. A judge dismissing some charges against Brooks on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Before leaving the White House aboard Marine One on Friday, President Biden was asked by reporters if he thinks it's appropriate to take classified materials from the White House.
Depending on the circumstance. For example, I have in my home a cabined off space that is completely secure.
Biden continuing to say he knew nothing about the raid on former President Trump. The U.S. Secret Service is announcing it's returning $286 million in stolen COVID loans to the Small Business Administration Friday. Assistant Special Agent in Charge Roy Dotson explains that the loans were stolen by 15,000 Green Dot Bank accounts that were fraudulent.
The initial investigation indicated the majority of the accounts had been established using synthetic identities, stolen personal identifiable information, or the utilization of willing and unwilling money mules.
USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. Just dial in at 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We're in the middle of one of the hit pieces that has come out recently against the Free State Project.
They're coming fast and furious now.
They sure are. They're getting desperate. They know the primary for the Republicans and Democratic parties is just a few weeks away. I think it's about 3 weeks out at this point. And they're desperate. They want to convince Republican and independent voters to vote against Free Stater candidates and any secessionist candidates as well. So this is really going to be an important election to see how many of these candidates are not going to be defeated, how many of them make it through, because I don't know what kind of an effect this is going to have. I want to believe it's going to have the effect you're thinking it's going to have, nobody, and that is it's going to backfire because they're just going to inform New Hampshire voters who are overwhelmingly in favor of freedom about who the most freedom-oriented candidates are.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for an increasing number of representatives this next election cycle.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we had some modest losses this time, mm-hmm. this time around because the opposition is new. I don't expect to lose anywhere near everything, but I would, you know, I'm prepared for the idea we may lose a couple people.
I mean, it's got to be a first time, right?
At the same time, I think in the long run, it is going to backfire. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen in the long run, and we're slow to do it because organizing libertarians is like herding cats, but, you know, eventually we're going to have to start taking on the same, not the dirty tactics they use, but taking on some of the tactics they use. Start sending out some mass mailers to give them the real poop about what we believe. Mm-hmm. And start marketing our brand.
They actually do a decent job, though, and that's where the whole backfiring thing comes in. This mm-hmm. isn't the first time they've done this thing. They've done it for years where they'll target a free stater and they'll mm-hmm. send out, they'll spend the, I don't know, $20,000 or whatever to print up a direct mail campaign and then direct mail things to every household or every voting household in a given town. Mm-hmm. They'll spend money on a full color 8.5 by 11 glossy flyer to out the free stater and talk about how they want to defund government programs or whatever. And it's just like, okay, yeah, that's great. Now we didn't have to spend that money. Yeah, you know,
thanks,
we want them
true.
To spend
thanks
that.
For marketing our candidate for us.
But there are things, there's a lot of lies they put out there that are important to to cover. For example, somebody put out a list of churches mm-hmm. in New Hampshire, and it makes sense. A lot of people are moving mm-hmm. to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We've got a lot of atheists, but we've also got a lot of religious people.
Right.
And different people have different tastes in churches, so one of the things that they put in there is a column that said how woke they are. Okay? And, you know, I like personally a certain amount of woke. I happen to be a member of a sexual minority, and if I was shopping for a church, I would not be shopping for a church that would be telling me that I'm going to hell. As a matter mm-hmm. of fact, the idea in my church is who you have sex with is about the least important thing you need to know if sure. you want to determine how moral somebody is. But there are exceptions, obviously. Doing it abusively is another matter.
Is consent
matter.
Involved would be the most important question.
But the thing is, some people might see being, I mean, and there are definitely places that would be too woke mm-hmm. for me, but they're trying to frame it like, oh, we're trying to inspire violence against
ridiculous.
These churches. So if nothing else, like, I really think that we should send out a mailing, for example, maybe from the Shire Free Church, to all the pastors who are mentioned on that list, just to reassure them and say whatever you believe, whatever ideas you promote, we may not agree with what you say, but we'll fight to the death for your right to say it.
Let's go to the phones here where you can say what you want. Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, you give me a pretty good segue for my first two quickies.
Okay.
I've been a registered independent for just north or south of 4 years, and the only regret I ever had of doing that, in my state, some states are different, but that means I can't vote in, like, a Republican or a Democratic primary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm pretty much stuck with voting for whoever they stick in the can.
Hmm.
And that one is a little, you know, bad.
In New Hampshire, you can register as a Republican the day of the primary and change your registration back to independent the next day. Or you can do
the same day.
Or you can do the same thing with the Democratic Party. So that's nice. You don't have to go through life with that stigma.
Right.
There's a few states like that, but, you know, ours isn't one of them.
Okay.
Anyway, the second one is this. Forgiveness on student loans that Biden's dangling as a carrot right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've heard from smarter people than me that he doesn't have the right or the ability to pencil whip this thing through like he has done so many things. This has to be actually voted down in Congress.
Hmm, okay.
And that's not going to happen until after the election.
If
we get the red landslide that everybody's expecting, that ain't never going to happen.
I don't know if it's going to be a red landslide. I know that that's what people thought, but then the decision came out with Roe versus Wade, and that's going to absolutely turn out a lot of blue voters, so it's going to be a close call, I think.
I know. The teeter or totter is going back and forth a little bit here, but people are still PO'd. I think there's going to be more on the red side than on the blue side.
We'll see.
But anyway,
they only have one right that they care about. So long as they can abort those babies, the government can make every other decision in their lives for them. So they're perfectly set up to be one issue voters.
This must be the pitchfork people we're talking about.
The pitchfork people?
Yeah, it's an old joke. What's the quickest way to unload a truckload of dead babies? With a pitchfork.
How do you get 100 of them into a car? La machine.
That's an old Nazi joke.
Okay. Anything else, Major?
The reason I called in was something I heard on another show, and some good reliable sources about the history of taxation. The first time we were taxed was by Jefferson because we had to have a few ships. The British were hijacking our merchant marines, stealing our ships and our sailors. We were having problems with the Barbary pirates, so we needed a navy. So we paid for about 7 ships, I think, and after they were paid for, that tax was abolished. Well, the next time I think it came in, I'm trying to remember. I think I might be missing it.
Wasn't there taxation under Washington? Because he was still president when the Whiskey Rebellion happened, right?
No, Whiskey Rebellion was under Andrew Jackson.
No.
If I remember correctly. Yeah, Andrew Jackson was like a young lieutenant during the Revolution. So he was prominent pretty quick. I'm pretty sure he was a major before the War of 1812. I think that happened before that. And
I thought he was a lot later because he did the Trail of Tears, which was almost Civil War time.
According to the Wikipedia, the Whiskey Rebellion was during 1791 to 1794 during the presidency of George Washington.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
And it involved the whiskey tax, which is the first tax imposed on a domestic product.
And if you want to know how I happened to do that, it was the writings of a great libertarian author whose name is completely escaping me, but he wrote The Gallatin Paradox and The Probability Brooch.
L. Neal Smith?
L. Neal Smith, yeah. He wrote a bunch of alternate histories about that timeline that involves the Whiskey Rebellion. That's how I knew.
Well, anyway, it's a shame that they did the whole buying ships with tax money because, look, if you need to guard your ship, you should hire some private guards and increase the price of your products.
I like that idea.
You don't need the military doing that stuff. Thanks, Major.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Here, if you want, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to say thanks to Scott, who's a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. He's gold level, which means he's doing $10 a month. Thank you, Scott, for helping us out there. That's over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help Free Talk Live get the ideas of freedom onto more radio stations and into other people's ears. And if you appreciate the work that we do, then you can help us with that, just as Scott has done at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. I was sharing with you a hit piece by somebody who works with a group called InDepthNH.org. And I got to give these people credit. InDepthNH.org actually did some of the best coverage of the whole Karen situation this week. They covered it on more than one occasion. They covered it in advance. Most of the news media didn't cover it in advance at all. They did with more than one article by different journalists. And so this is a hit piece, but it's his opinion. Oh, sorry, nobody. You're still muted. Go ahead.
They don't seem to be lying very much in the hit piece, though, which is a refreshing change.
Well, I haven't gone through the whole thing, so we'll see what else they have to say here.
Yeah, we'll see if they can keep that up.
But I just wanted to give credit to them. You did an interview with them a few days ago. Chris?
FNH.
Well, I mean, I give them a quote, basically.
Okay, but they talked to you. Somebody had dropped your name to them saying that you were harassing or whatever, trying to target Karen outside of the meeting that we went to on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'll give them credit. I'm definitely giving them credit in terms of at least they did actually send an email requesting comments. Now, they did publish a story within
beforehand.
35 minutes, I believe, of me receiving the... What was it? Yeah, 35 minutes after I received the email, they published the report. So it's not like I really had any time to respond, but they did update it after. So
to be fair, you're not the easiest guy to get a hold of.
That's true.
You don't have a phone number, basically. if you don't have the two-way radio, you're not getting a hold of Chris here in any kind of decent amount of time. He's a business owner. He's a busy guy. I actually got a message from Carla Garrick. Apparently, they contacted Carla Garrick, and she was trying to reach you, but I didn't get those messages until much later. So they tried in more than one way, it looked like.
Yeah,
I am on
the internet. I am on instant messaging platforms like a Matrix.
The average reporter isn't going to be able to pick up a Matrix.
I do have an email, and email is still a mainstream means of communication. So.
Anyway, I'm giving them credit.
Are you going to tell anybody what your email address is, though?
Yeah, sure. It's public. Chris at ThinkPenguin or Chris at FreeUndercrypted.com.
There you go.
But I want to give them credit because they did reach out to you, and when they did get in touch with you, they updated the story to add your quote to it. So, and then you informed me that the lady who you spoke with wanted to get on the Free Keen email list, and I spoke with her about that.
She definitely seemed more...
Is there a Free Keen email list?
Only for journalists, on the mainstream media.
Oh, okay. Well,
one thing I will say is she, as a reporter, definitely seemed... more reasonable than the typical reporters that I talk to. And
she seems concerned with being fair.
Yeah.
It's nice if they actually talk about you or talk to you before they, instead of just, misrepresent. A lot of people, like the Twitter idiots all seem, oh, they're all racist homophobes,
Ridiculous.
And it's like,
never talked to one of us.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Democrat, this is going back to the Democrat thing. I forget what hit piece it was, but they were talking about how we're like anti-LGBT, and here I free staters, and here I am. That's I'm part of that group.
Yeah.
I'm gay. I'm a gay man, right? And like I know a lot of gay. Actually, if anything,
there's a lot of gay.
It seems like there's a
gay
disproportionate
people are overrepresented in the libertarian movement because if you're gay and you have reasonable ideas on economics, what are you going to do? Go become a Republican?
Apparently, I'm a self-hating gay man according to the Democrats because. And you're right. There's a disproportionate number of LGBT folks within the libertarian circles and free staters. So to say that we're like, we're some sort of hate group or something, it's just ridiculous.
I want to go on here.
They should go look at Pornhub.
I'm here. I got more of this hit piece here. So this is from Gary Reno. And again, it's an opinion piece there. And I suspect if somebody wanted to write a response, I bet you they'd publish it to this. But going on here, although their numbers are not yet close to 20,000 on the ground in New Hampshire, the group, he's talking about the Free State Project, and its leaders have taken over the Republican majority in the New Hampshire legislature. Now, I don't think that's true at all. There's a few dozen Free Staters that are, like, maybe four dozen Free Staters that are in the legislature, so it's not even barely 10%.
No, and you know what they also are doing here? They're confusing libertarians with Republicans. They're trying to mix and
with
match.
Liberty Republicans.
Yeah, people who may vote, liberty on some Republicans, who vote liberty on some issues.
Some issues,
but that doesn't make one a libertarian.
No, they don't.
No, but, it's... If somebody agrees with us, three quarters of the time,
great.
It's a lot better than having somebody in there who agrees with us quarter.
I don't disagree with you, nobody. But when you say libertarians, are say anti-LGBT, right? And it wasn't the libertarians who
said whatever it was.
Who are anti-LGBT, and it's the Republicans who sometimes vote, with the libertarians. That doesn't make libertarians anti-LGBT.
Yeah, it muddles the issue. But that said, the fact that they believe this, that they believe that the libertarians have taken over the Republican majority in the legislature, is not true. But that's actually what they believe.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you have an evenly divided legislature,
mm-hmm.
And you bring in a vote that can swing back and forth.
Yes.
And vote with the Democrats when they do something pro-liberty, which sometimes
on
they
occasion.
Do. And vote with the Republicans when they do something pro-liberty. You know, it doesn't take that much of a swing vote to really control a lot of issues.
Yeah, you can stop a lot of bad things from happening that way. That's true.
Libertarians have influence in New Hampshire. There's no doubt about it at the end of the day.
A large amount.
Right. We have a lot of...
So he's right
made
to that extent.
A massive progress over the last decade. However, we're not there yet.
No.
We don't control the state. You know,
they're acting like they do.
If we did, there would be major changes.
Yeah.
We've been able to make minor changes, but not major changes.
Well, I don't even know about that. The way some
we
of these
can do some major changes when you, the listener, get your butt
right.
up here.
Yeah, for sure. So he goes on, including an expansive school. She's talking about some of the things that we've quote unquote done in the last 2 years. An expansive school choice program that is costing the state an unexpected $9 million in the first year of operation.
What is he referencing?
He's talking about the education savings accounts program, which isn't quote unquote costing the state. It's giving parents their money back and letting them take that money to a private school, a homeschooling curriculum, or an unschooling project.
And it really shows where Democratic values are on education, because if they're not able to push their ideas on your kids, they feel like that money has been stolen from them.
You
owe them your money, and you owe them your children.
The teachers' union doesn't like it.
Yeah.
You know,
and
because more kids getting pulled out of the government schools long-term is going to mean lower funding for the government schools.
This is such a conflicting issue with me, because I don't want to see any of that money going to either the government schools or the parents.
It was the parents that spent it in the first place.
Right, I don't think that... Right, but the problem
is
that...
Well, it was the taxpayers who spent it in the first place.
Presumably most of those parents...
There's overlap with the parents,
right.
But there's no reason to believe that people are going to be getting back exactly what they paid in taxes.
And that's the problem. You're losing money if you're giving the government money through taxes, or they're taking it from you,
they're
and they're giving part of it back.
Yeah,
right?
They're taking
it. They're not giving back what you put out.
Obviously.
Even within just the subject, or
but that goes
just
to, that goes to the point you made before, and that is that we don't have enough radicals that are in the state legislature to actually abolish government schools. That's the only solution. That's the libertarian solution.
That's the libertarian solution. The whole homeschooling thing, or the school vouchers, I guess.
But meanwhile, they are supporting this. The libertarians in the legislature, by and large, are supporting this program
because it's certainly an improvement because these kids are going to learn to read, and maybe they'll even learn something about economics.
I think the way to look at it from a libertarian perspective is that you're basically just giving back, or at least this is how I look at it from any kind of program where I'm getting some of my money back. I'm just getting back a small portion of the money they're taking me.
Yes,
they're stealing from me, right?
Of course.
And I think this is sort of the same thing with the voucher program. I'm not a fan of vouchers, but I understand that they are just basically parents getting their money back.
It's not exactly a voucher. It's basically a check that you can use for homeschool if you want to as well. So you don't have to take it to like a government-approved private school. You can buy like a or the Tom Woods homeschooling curriculum with this.
Sure.
Or buy lab time when your kid goes to take chemistry.
Sure, any of that stuff. There's more coming up here, and they're hopefully going to expand this program in the coming years with the teachers' union.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.